Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The election is history, but the boom in cryptocurrency is certainly not. Will Bitcoin and the others now become less or more speculative financial instruments? Brooks Taylor is a chartered financial analyst with Trident Digital. He joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Brooks, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Now, first of all, tell us about your company.
So we are Trident Digital. We are investors in blockchain technology infrastructure. So anything that helps more people use blockchain.
All right. So give us a definition of blockchain technology.
Blockchain is kind of the underlying technology to Bitcoin and other digital assets, but it's basically just a decentralized ledger technology. So kind of a way to think about it is kind of like what the internet is for information. This is that for finance and financial services.
Okay, well, walk us through how it actually works then in the real world. I know most of our listeners are very familiar with Bitcoin as a currency type of instrument, a speculative type of investment instrument. But walk us through the real world on how these coins and this blockchain technology work in the business world.
Absolutely. So there's a whole bunch of noise around the industry right now. I think when people think of crypto, they think of just like digital currencies that aren't really tied to anything. And that's one use of blockchain, is that you can create currencies that run on these ledgers. But I think what's the more interesting use cases are decentralized applications that you can build on top of blockchains. The big benefit of blockchains is that no single party controls them. And so the unique benefits around that, and that, you know, people can't be censored. It's more secure, difficult to hack, and things like that. So when you think about assets, data, or anything that's valuable, it's a very efficient and secure way to store and send that type of stuff. And we're in the very early stages right now where the infrastructure is being built out. But eventually, I believe that all assets will migrate onto blockchain rails. Even if you don't know, I think that's where they'll be stored and settled on the back end.
And so would this be something then that I guess maybe logistics companies would certainly be interested in using, if this sounds like that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. I think every company will eventually be using blockchain in one form, just like the internet, how it's kind of ubiquitous now. But there's many supply chain use cases. There's also some interesting use cases around AI and things that haven't really been possible until blockchain, you know, like GPU credits and things like that, and other types of assets that haven't really been created yet. So the addressable market is massive, and most of the things being tried right now probably will not work, but some of them will. And I believe the overall market is going to grow drastically over the next 10 to 20 years.
And so does this mean that the values of the various cryptocurrencies is also expected to grow, in your opinion?
Collectively, yes. I think most of them will not, but I think overall the market will grow drastically, in my mind. Not investment advice, by the way. There's a whole lot of noise out there, kind of like what we saw with the internet in the late 90s, where most of the things didn't work out, but as a whole, it grew. Now, if you look at the S&P 500, most of the value is in the big internet companies.
And so you're referring to the dot-com bubble of the early 2000s. So do you feel like this right now could be a speculative cryptocurrency bubble?
Well, for some things, potentially. Crypto has been, I mean, the stock market has always gone through cycles itself. Crypto has only been around really for 12 years or so, and it's had those types of cycles, but on steroids. But if you zoom out through the boom and bust, it's been growing at about 100% annualized per year. Obviously, math will kick in eventually, and that rate won't continue. But I do think it'll grow at 20% plus CAGR for the next decade or two, just like we saw with the internet. And there's a bunch of opportunities. So when you see a technology like this, there's just inherently going to be all kinds of noise around it. But there's also real innovation that's going to kind of come through all of that.
Well, Brooks, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Brooks Taylor is a chartered financial analyst with Trident Digital. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.